I have some things on my mind that I really want to get off my chest. And this does not happen often. You know, we have a team, we put a show together, but life happens, right? But let me tell you where this thing started that is inspiring this rant, which I'm sure many of you feel as well. I want to know from all of you what you think the cost of life is in this country. And I'll tell you why I'm asking that question. Mandy Wien on the Midday Report was, you know, speaking to Mongezi around this issue of another drowning that took place, two lives lost in Gauteng. And it's like, I'm listening to Mongezi explaining about an independent law firm and investigation and all these things. But in my heart, I'm like, those are somebody's children. Those are somebody's children. Lives are lost. It's done. It's done. And this morning, when I opened up my Twitter app or X app, I came across this heartbreaking thread from at T. Mgubela, who said the following: lost my daughter today. Can't sleep, can't eat, can't even be in the same room as her mom and siblings. Nothing ever prepared me for this. I can't even start funeral arrangements as police are still busy with post-mortem. Why would you stab a 13-year-old to death for her phone? And he posted a very short video clip of his daughter saying, rest in peace. And he goes on to say, I just want her to be laid to rest in peace in the burial grounds of her ancestors. I also wish that they don't arrest the perpetrators. The family has made peace with her passing. Traditional justice is more effective. They will wish they were in jail. And I am so absolutely heartbroken for this gentleman whose account name is Ovizwe. I am absolutely heartbroken. Just like, what is the cost of life in our country? Not just the levels of crime that we have to sit and deal with, but also the carelessness of the systems around us. The fact that 90 kids could go on a school trip and teachers didn't know, there were no consent forms, but two lives have been lost. I personally know of people who lost their lives in public hospitals due to negligence. And the stories are many. They are many. In this country, I'm sure that you may have seen documentaries or news reports and things like that where people's faces are hidden and they tell you what the going rate is to put a hit on someone's life. The number we know of in the case of Keenan Forbes, the late AKA, was that it was 800,000 rand. But a cell phone. Please help me understand, because my heart is so sore at the cost of life in this country. And if you look back at the past couple of years, the lives that were lost during Life Isidimeni, mind you, people benefited financially from what came after that. What is the cost of life in our country? What is the cost of life? When are we going to get angry enough? Because the issue is the system. And where I feel for this man, and I don't know if this is something that you agree with, many people in the comments are saying, I will vote for the party that wants to bring back the death penalty. But I don't know if you recall the conversation I had with a crime expert who said, a death penalty is not a deterrent, because if you look at mob justice and the communities taking things into their own hands, death is the risk. death is a risk. Look at what happened in KZN. Death is already a risk, but it's not a deterrent. And then we look at the system that is failing all of us. In what world is it okay that your child goes on a trip? Your child goes on a trip and that's the last time you see them. My heart absolutely goes out to those families, to the gentleman who's sharing that he lost a child. I, in my career, have interviewed many people who have lost loved ones at the hands of crime, have lost loved ones because of what we would say mysterious deaths, where cases just sit unresolved. Things are just not resolved. But the one that is upsetting me the most today was listening to the fact that an independent law firm is going to investigate when somebody's child has died. Are you kidding me? That's the best that we can do. And this is not the first drowning. There have been many. I'm starting to truly support what Anelem Doda, my colleague at 947, has said, and I will repeat. Mandy Wiener also said it on the Midday Report. Let's stop them. Let's stop them. No lifeguards. No lifeguards. And I saw somebody sharing yesterday, it's such a pity that I was not able to save that message, but I saw somebody sharing yesterday that their friend's child goes to a school where they go on camp for 3 weeks and the parents are not allowed to communicate with the kids. All they get is a letter once a week while they are there. In what world? Like, can somebody help me understand? But I felt it so important that I needed to get this off my chest, because I know for a fact I'm not the only person who's feeling the frustration. Hence, sometimes, I mean, I love 702. I love what Eyewitness News does. Sometimes I need to completely switch off because I am so angry. I'm so angry. And so many of you that listen to 702 Afternoons have expressed losing children, losing loved ones to crime, and it just goes nowhere. And losing loved ones to systems that are just broken. And listening to Clement Manyathela, you know, with the town hall that happened in Katlehong, he is right. National and provincial elections, we don't think policy. People think day-to-day life. So can somebody please help me understand what is the cost of life in this country? Because none of us are safe. And mind you, while the class factor is a big factor, even the wealthy are having their children kidnapped if they themselves are not being kidnapped. If you look at what happened to AKA, he was surrounded by bodyguards and he was murdered during the people. Can somebody help me understand what is the cost of life in this country? But today, the words I would like to express are not savory for broadcasting. But imagine every single word I would love to express about how I'm feeling. And I'm so, so angry. This cannot be the country. It can't. So I want to hear from you. What is the cost of life? What are your experiences? And what are we going to do as people? What can we do in all these conversations that we have? What can we do besides going to the polls and voting? It's election time. No. What can we do? And should we go back to leaving our justice system and go back to tribal justice? I want to hear from you. 011 0702, the WhatsApp line, 072-702-1702.
702 Afternoons
with Relebogile Mabotja. Call Relebogile
on 011-883-0702.
Clement Manyatela has a feature called The Healing Hour. I'm deciding to call this the Venting Hour because I'm angry and I'm sure many of you are feeling the same way. We take your calls on 011-883-0702, the WhatsApp line 072-702-1702. Because I need to understand what the cost of life is or the price of a person's life in a country where children can just drown. You do investigate. There's a law firm that's going to be getting paid and making money while a family right now is trying to come to terms with the fact that they lost their child. And after seeing a man share online that he lost his daughter today, 13 years old, for a cell phone, stabbed multiple times. What a senseless killing. Absolutely senseless. And he's saying that we don't want these people prosecuted. Let us go back to traditional justice. And I want to hear your thoughts because I can't. I'm angry. I'm frustrated. It's not just crime. It is also a broken system. Let's go to the lines. We've got Kustas in Midrand. Kustas, how are you?
Yeah, good afternoon, Relebogil. Mm. I saw the message, that gentleman. Firstly, let me just say condolences to him and his family. And yeah, I went cold when I saw that. But I think I want to also rant like you did and say this, that South Africa has to be probably one of the few countries where criminals have more rights than the victims.
Mm.
And when we celebrate the death of criminals, you have South Africans who generally would have a loudspeaker shouting out the loudest, telling us that's not how it works. But they forget that these criminals have no value. They don't respect life. So life is cheap. You ask the value of life. Life is cheap in South Africa because those guys there, like the ones who killed this child, probably even if they get arrested, they will live comfortably in jail.
Not only that, the fact that Thabo Bester got out of jail while he was in inverted commas in jail tells us everything we need to know about it, the system.
Yes. This system, Relebogile, was not meant to make sure that people do not commit the crime. There is no deterrent for crime in South Africa. That is why I have a problem with experts or analysts who come on the show like this one, who's going to tell us that deterrent is arrest. It doesn't work in South Africa.
Mm.
The laws that we have are so beneath the society to a point that people take chances to commit the crime with knowing very well that they will get away with it.
Mm.
So the Criminal Procedure Act, Lerebuchile, is so weak that there is parole even for the heinousest of crimes. In South Africa, could be sentenced for 100 years. You know, in 25 years, you're out. That's the problem. Because they always know that they will get out. In South Africa, the parole system needs to be changed completely. When you commit a crime like this, you should be sentenced in jail without an option for parole. When you rape, it should be 15 years, 50 years minimum, if you're found guilty. Now, a lot of people want the death penalty. Death penalty can be used as a deterrent. Even though we're not going to murder these people, you have to have it as a deterrent. To say, one day you murder a child like this over a cell phone, you must be murdered and it is proven. Or else, minimum 50 years in jail. So in South Africa, it's the only country where victims don't have as many rights as the perpetrators. And I've got a problem with this. And our judges, when they are so tone deaf. They are so tone deaf that they release the criminals back to society to further commit this crime.
Mm.
Let me leave it there. Thanks for taking my call.
Kustas, thank you so, so much in Midrand. And this venting and renting hour, you're all welcome to it because I know I'm not alone in feeling the way that I'm feeling. And some of you might be sitting in the heart of absolute misery. Langa Mavuso, an artist, I saw his post this morning. His mother was hijacked and they didn't have details. Now she disappeared and he was completely freaking out because the company that the vehicle tracker has had installed in the vehicle was not being responsive. Thank goodness she was found. But that trauma, that frustration of broken systems. Eugene in Pretoria, go ahead.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
And my commiserations to that gentleman that lost child, daughter. I think there's two things. Firstly, we shouldn't absolve ourselves from that. Every time we pay that 10 or 20 or 50 rand, that police officer is another criminal a chance to do the same.
Mm.
Every time we take the easy way out of things, we are complicit. That's the one side of it. The other side of it, I think that our constitution is too liberal for Africa. I think this 10 life sentences of 25 years each running concurrently equals 15 years is utter rubbish.
Mm.
Where does it happen? Where does life not mean life? I give you life, but it's actually so, you know, very good to have a liberal constitution and all these beautiful things and all these bells and whistles, but does it work? Is it practical for our application in this country? Yeah, we had a very simple thing. When those foreigners were trying to get into the country and Home Affairs were trying to keep them out, and what they did was they went to court. And it came out in the papers that, listen, they knew our constitution was liberal, so they came here, and they knew all they have to do is apply to court, and voila, they are going to have to stay here. Criminals know this. Everybody knows this. How do we fight against it? So two things. We must take responsibility ourselves, and two, we must do something about this constitution. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Eugene, in Pretoria. Is it Makhoto?
In Germiston, yes.
In Germiston, yes. Go ahead.
Yes. Look, lady, in South Africa, we keep on crying and saying we have a problem with crime. And we only speak or cry when it hits. And in South Africa, we know very well that we don't have a deterrent for crime for as long as we are still sitting on our laurels and not doing anything. I'm so sorry to use a wrong way. Right now, people in the townships have resorted to taking things into their own hands simply because our government is not doing anything when it comes to treating criminals as criminals. They keep on treating criminals as Christians. Well, how is a person going to be scared of doing anything when nothing bad happens to them? For me to not want to touch fire is for me to burn first. Is not enough for people who are victims to cry. How must they cry further for the government of South Africa to feel that, no, it's high time we need to do something about criminals in South Africa? Is it because maybe it doesn't happen to them? Is it because they are forever being under guard? How are we in South Africa, in our own country, supposed to do it? That is why in the townships, people choose, okay, let's do it ourselves then.
And I have to be honest. I don't blame them. I do not blame any of them. I'm in no way promoting violence or criminality, but I'm a parent, I'm a daughter, I'm a sister. Please know, if I were to get news of my child losing their life at an unauthorized trip, or that my child was stabbed to death for a phone, please know, there will be a very different version of me that is appearing. So to everybody who's angry and frustrated, I do not blame you. We continue after news. It's just after 1:30.
On Twitter.
At Relebogile M.
702 Afternoons.
With Relebogile Mabotja.
24 minutes to 2 o'clock. The venting and ranting hour continues on 702 Afternoons. Because I'm angry and I was quite triggered just reading of a gentleman who lost a child, a 13-year-old daughter, being stabbed for a cell phone, and also listening around the fact that there will be an independent law firm. This is currently in our news with EWN, in this Gauteng drowning incident. And I'm just like, can you imagine, you've just lost a child? You've just lost a child, and it's like, oh, we'll investigate. We'll investigate. Me, as a parent, I'll say, please save your monies and investigations. Please give me the addresses of those people that were there. I just want to talk to them. Taking your calls, 011-883-0702, and the WhatsApp line, 072-702-1702. Lulu in Glen Marais, go ahead.
Hi, Rele. I think our worst nightmare as a country is our constitution. Everyone has a right, even people have been convicted and are sentenced, they have rights. So someone who has murdered someone and is in prison, they've got rights. And then you also have these NGOs who will be up in arms fighting for prisoners' rights. So the wrongdoers have rights, and I think that's where we get it wrong. And so there's no deterrent, because even if someone goes to jail, they know they're going to live a protected life, and they've got rights, and they've got rights to this and rights to that. So yes, we've got one of the best constitutions in the world, but does it favor the, like, you and I who try our best to be on the right side of the law? No, it favors the wrongdoers. And I'm not sure when, I don't know, like, I think we just need to go back to the drawing board and rethink, because this constitution is truly, it favors the wrongdoers. It favors the lawbreakers. If you tell me someone's in prison and you're worried that they've got a right to eat and to drink, and I don't care, they must actually buy their own food. If you go to prison, you must actually provide for yourself, or your family must provide for you, not the state, not the taxpayers, because you are there to serve your time. You are there to, you know, to. So that's where we've missed it there. And if we don't get it right there, then, I mean, people go to jail and it's like, oh, yeah, OK, I'm going to come out. I'm going to get a free meal, whatever.
Thank you so much for your call, Lulu. Mohammed in Pretoria, go ahead. Mohammed?
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks, and you?
I'm okay, thanks, man. Look, man, hey, you know, this topic which you have, it really touched me a lot, because, you know, then I'd like to just rant a little bit, because, you know, we as if my family and myself, we are actually a victim of such a heinous crime, whereby then we see that, you know, there is ultimately no justice in South Africa for people who actually, you know, have suffered crime, but there is actually rights and privileges for the you know, the perpetrators. Because, you know, unfortunately, my sister was murdered in December last year.
Yo, I'm so sorry.
Thank you. But imagine by a former convict who came out of prison a year or two ago, and he was serving parole after his 17 years of a murder and attempted robbery. So, you know, like, to me, I was like, look, it doesn't really make sense as to how can such a person who was actually supposed to have even rotting in jail, was let out of prison and then come out to live in society, and then ultimately take, or rather be the demise of my sister, you know. So it's such a, you know, like, it's very difficult to even comprehend as to, you know, like, how the justice system works. You know, I was listening to your masterclass with regards to the correctional services.
Yes.
At that moment, at that time, it made sense. But after this, I'm like, no, man, it doesn't make sense.
Mohammed, I just want to say I absolutely am with you. There's the part of us that are rational, like, yes. The purpose is correcting behavior. The purpose is X, Y, and Z. But in reality, that is a completely different story. Andre from Pretoria, hi.
Hi, Relebogile. Just short and sweet. You're speaking of tradition, going back to traditional values, I believe is what I'm feeling in my heart, not traditional values, but a Christian value, which is the death penalty.
Mm.
That we need to bring it back because there is no deterrent. A murderer like this and a rapist should forfeit their lives. And I'm sure if this had happened in a rural area, there would not have been 25 years given to them in prison. There would have been a grave taken by justice by the people.
Mm.
And that's what we are. We are the people. And the law is the people. And we should bring back the death penalty. And all these philosophical do-gooders about not the, you know, hanging the wrong person or whatever, that's rubbish.
Mm.
There's so few ever that has happened. And if it does, it's a tragedy. But the tragedy even worse is the hundreds that are getting let out and killing again, just as you've just heard from this young guy that's just spoken about his sister.
Mm.
Bring back the death penalty.
Thank you so much, Andre from Pretoria. Here are some of your voice notes.
Afternoon, Relebogile. This is Wayne from Florida. Yesterday, as I heard this, the story of the two boys that died on a school trip swimming, it's not the first time. Maybe it's the third time or the fourth time. I think the schools should put a stop to it, or the parents must go with. This must come to an end completely. If I were those parents, I wouldn't have sent them there. Because at this point already, before those two children died, we knew that, we all know that you can't trust the safety of your children in strangers' hands or in teachers' hands.
Afternoon, Relebogile. Yo, you know the one of the kids who drowned? It torn me apart. Because I really don't understand if are there no precautionary measures that are made and like the supervision to be intensive. And the worst part in this whole thing is that the kids are challenged. So it's obvious that when you take those kids out for an excursion, you should be extra cautious and having had all the precautionary safety measures in place to an extent that you ask the parents, are you comfortable for your child to do swimming? Are you comfortable for your child to go or whatever? Like, yo, Zama, thank you.
Good afternoon. I believe that we need to bring back the death penalty. I will support the party that brings back the death penalty, even though it's not a deterrent, but it's a risk. So for as long as criminals know that their rights are protected, they will then still continue to go on and rather risk going on to commit murder rampantly, so knowing that they are not guaranteed that they will die for having to kill other people. So for me, bring back the penalty. I lost my parent from people who came in and killed him.
More of your messages. My nephew was murdered by his own close friend for his car. He's out on bail, brutally murdered. Relebogile, we must ask ourselves, will we be angry tomorrow? Will we be angry next week or next year? Or is this rant hour enough? Of course, it is not enough. More of you saying, bring back the death penalty. And so many. One saying, 5 people died in the past 10 days from heart attacks in my home complex. It's the stress, no water, no power, no money. This is from somebody in Riddiput. I can't read that name. Others saying school trips are unnecessary. Death penalty, bring it back. And more of your messages. People saying they're victims of stabbings, they are traumatized. I'm angry. I'm exceptionally angry. But I also want to just share my condolences, not just to the gentleman whose daughter was murdered, not just to the parents of the two children who have drowned, but to the many nameless and faceless South Africans who won't get spoken about on the news, who are victims of crime and victims of a completely broken system.